This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, welcome. Look at that shot, if you're on Biz Television. A beautiful night shot of the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty, against the sunset of the Hudson Bay. What a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous shot tonight. Welcome to the New York studios of the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. I am your humble co-host for the evening, who has been consecutively on this broadcast by myself for some 8 weeks, I believe. But that comes to an end tonight because live from Toronto, Canada, the Mr. Non-Canuck himself, Stevie Baldwin, is back with us on Baldwin McCullough Live. Stevie B., you're looking good.
Thanks, KMC. I'm apparently I'm an honorary Canuck in some ways.
Well, let's talk about that, because you've been, you know, globetrotting these last number of weeks. You've been making films, and now you're already being honored for films, and they haven't even come out yet. So how does that happen?
Correct. Here in Toronto now, there was a kind of an extension of the Toronto International Film Festival, where they partner with other countries to support them in different various film festivals. So there was a, I think it's called the IC, the Italian Contemporary Film Festival is the name of it, and that was part of a cross-promotion for the movie I shot in Rome several months ago with Michael Madsen and Danny Glover and all those guys, and they gave me an award for give me my award. Hold on a second.
All right, Stevie B. We want to get the accurate name of the award that the Canucks gave our own Stephen Baldwin, as he is in Toronto tonight on location. Oh, look at that! It's the ICF award. I often say ICF, but usually when I have sinuses.
Yeah,
it's the ICF award.
It's the Italian Contemporary Film Festival Award of Excellence.
ICF.
Award of Excellence.
All right. Well,
so, you know, I got that going on.
Yeah, but you've had like two other awards in the last 3 weeks, too.
Sure. I was down in Miami for the Miami Media and Film Market, another big convention that was very cool, and I got another, I guess it was some kind of a excellence in production and thing. It's just been an amazing.
It's a whirlwind. It's practically going so fast he barely knows which end is up, folks. But we're glad
well,
that
here's the story. Here's the story I got to tell, Kevin.
Okay.
As you know, went to London about 4 weeks ago.
Right.
Participated in a production there. Then from London, went on to Manila, the Philippines. From there, Mumbai, India. From there, Istanbul, Turkey, for another production. And then came back into the United States through Miami for the Miami Media Film Market event that I participated in. Now, did I tell you what happened my first morning in Miami?
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So I had a 10 a.m. press conference with 17 members of the press that were waiting to do back-to-back interviews.
Actually, you didn't tell me this part, but this is a good story. Go ahead.
Yeah. So at 11:20, when the good Father Tomasz from Poland, who we're going to be working with on this movie coming up called Baja pretty soon, you know about that.
Right.
I hear this pounding on my hotel room door, and of course it's the good Wilfred who works with me, and he says, as only Wilfred can say, he goes, "Brother Stephen, it's 11:20. Your press conference with 17 people started an hour and 20 minutes ago." Yeah, and Kevin, it was just one of the, I was so tired from traveling from those four countries. Anyway, here's the best part. I said, I'll be 10 minutes. So I go into the two-minute offense. You know, I'm going to look terrible. Who cares? Nothing I can do. Just get out there. The Lord will work it out. So I get in the shower, and I just said to myself, but don't totally freak out.
Right.
Shower's running on my head. I close my eyes, and I say, take 2 minutes to pray. And I sit down on the floor of the shower, and 20 minutes later, I hear the good Father Tomasz pounding on the door again, because I have fallen asleep in my prayers sitting in the shower. Can you say tired, brother?
Tired. He was tired.
Oh, Kevin, it was... let's just say Stevie B is not the spring chicken that he once was.
Well, and all that aside, we missed you dearly on these Saturday nights. So we're glad that you're back. Next week, I think you're even actually going to be in studio, so that'll even be better. But this is good. This is good. Hey, you know how we're always talking about, you like to feed the boiler, and I know specifically on Saturday nights, when you get as far away from Lady Kenya as possible, you often indulge in things that may not be meeting her healthy organic standards.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're acting
completely innocent. You can't see this because we don't have a camera feed going back to you tonight, but on my way to the studio tonight, and Nick, I don't know if you can get a shot of this for the TV audience, but for those of you listening by way of radio, I think I have found the most significant contribution to the food chain of recent human history. And it is Wild Bill's jerky, but it is a special type of jerky. This is a jerky that is described on the package. As you can see, it says it's bodacious, like right there across the bottom of the thing. But this little word above the word jerky, bacon, it's bacon jerky.
Wow.
In other words, it's the best of everything.
Holy cow.
So I bought you a bag, but I'm pretty sure between Ivan, Jackie, Nick, and myself, it won't be here by the time you get back next week. So I'll get you a new bag next week.
Well, that'd be great. And, you know, it's I'm not surprised because, you know, every time I am in studio, it's a little bit disconcerting whenever Jackie's around tearing into a bag of jerky like she does every week. We can't have that.
Bacon. Oh, man. Check this out. Okay, Nick, can you see this? I'm going to see if the camera will work. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's just a flat-out piece of bacon. Ah, wow.
How did that get in there?
Oh, man, that is good. That is good stuff. All right, so Stevie B's in Toronto. KMC's here in New York eating bacon jerky all by myself because Steven's not here to have some with me. And we've got a lot to talk about. Excuse me, this jerky is just too good. I cannot stop indulging myself.
Out of your mind.
Oh, we got big news coming up, by the way. Thanks to our very good partners over at Biz TV, which is now the exclusive television home for Baldwin McCullough coast to coast in great cities like Dallas, New York, Salt Lake City, Denver, et cetera, Tampa, wherever you're at. We just got news this week that starting July 1st, And we need you to Facebook this and tweet it and do all that stuff to the faithful. Los Angeles, California, Channel 8, July 1, going forward, Baldwin McCullough live in prime time in sunny Southern California, Channel 8, reaching Huntington Beach all the way up to Bakersfield, Santa Barbara, all the way to Palm Springs. Now, Stevie B., you spend a significant amount of time in Southern California. If I said Palm Springs to Santa Barbara, Bakersfield to Huntington Beach, that's the entire Los Angeles basin. What a great signal. What a great television station. We are honored to be joining that fantastic lineup.
Well, what's fantastic there, brother, is Huntington Beach is the sanctuary church. That's Pastor Jay Hazlett, who is the senior pastor of the sanctuary church. And the associate pastor, of course, is Christian Hasoy. That's
your skateboard buddy. Yep.
It's all my skater guys are all down there in Huntington Beach, brother.
Well, we're looking forward to that. So anyway, we're going to talk about some news and some other things. Of course, it's been a troubling week if you've been watching international events. But Stephen's in Toronto, KMC's in New York. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Stay with us right here.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving. And you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, from New York City, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Stephen Baldwin is in Toronto.
Hello.
And we are grateful to be with you. I'm looking at the Drudge Report, Stephen, as we were coming back from break. And the headlines in this order read as follows. Iraq implodes. Baghdad fights back. Iran sending troops. Pentagon, warship to the Gulf. Fall would make current gas prices look like a bargain. Vets watch as insurgents undo sacrifices. Quote, died for nothing. Blair, it would be worse if we hadn't invaded. The leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, we will see you in New York. That's the top eight headlines at Drudge Report right this second. Last couple of days, literally in just the last few days, Al-Qaeda taking control of the northern and western portions of Iraq. And, Stephen, you and I were watching this, separate parts of the universe, separate parts of the globe, but it both caused both of us to do some thinking tonight.
Yeah, and it's so funny because the most fun I get to have with you is as we lead up to the show every Saturday night, I love to hear what you're going to come up with and what's kind of picked your brain throughout the week, this, that, the, and it was just amazing that you had said, you know, like, well, I'm thinking this and that, and literally for me, how shocking was it that, A, all of what we see happening in Iraq right now, it's happening at such a rapid pace. It makes me just say, well, how could we not have known, A, meaning our government, and B, it just makes me say, well, is it now just a situation where because of the foreign policy of this administration in Iraq, which I know you don't like when I qualify what I'm about to say, this is not specifically this program trying to take a hammer to the president, this, that, that. But we are asking the question, or I'm asking the question, have these policies, which the policies have been, we're not the world's police, bring our troops home, it's not our fight, taking the fight of terrorism to the terrorists, not the right way to do it, doesn't work, not worth it, et cetera, et cetera. So now, Kevin, just like you said, this Al-Qaeda leader has now said, we'll see you in New York. As if these new policies being implemented, we're going to, like, just make these guys go away.
Mm-hmm.
So your observation was one thing. You break it down much more intelligently than I do. You like to look at, like, the different pieces and analyze it. I just want to know one thing. Should we now, under this administration, be anticipating another 9/11?
That's an interesting. It's an interesting question, friends. And part of the reason, Stephen, I think it's a relevant question, is because over the last couple of days on my other shows, I've been talking about this, and I've asked a couple of questions of people and saying, okay, we're seeing literally faster than the Nazis took Poland in World War II. I mean, and that was considered blitzkrieg then. I mean, it was just like a week, and they had Poland under control. Faster than that, in about 24 to 48 hours, Al-Qaeda moved into Iraq, took the two of the three largest cities in the north, the second largest city in the entire country, took a bank that was that had assets of about $500 million inside of that, completely took control of that money, suddenly found themselves armed with vehicles and weapons and everything else and started just rolling towards Baghdad. And the question that came up was, and I wasn't advocating that we necessarily send troops in, but the question that came to my mind was, are we ready for Iraq to be another Afghanistan where they just take this land, no one says anything about it, they're allowed to institute basically an Al-Qaeda university so that people can come from all over the world and train in there and train in this in these areas. You started watching the refugees leaving the cities, 800,000 displaced people, maybe up to 1.2 million Christians in the north and west. If you're a Christian in that area, you are running for your life right now to the
Absolutely.
South as fast as you possibly can. And the sad thing about it is these dogs, these absolutely subhuman dogs that are participating in this Al-Qaeda offensive, they are beheading fellow Muslims and leaving their heads on spits going to and from the cities that they take.
Yeah.
There's nothing humane about what's going on there. So when I see all of that and I just ask the question on air, well, what do you think about this? I'm getting a lot of people going, oh, well, America's given all the lives and blood and boots that we have to give. That's someone else's problem. Well, that's okay as long as it doesn't actually turn into your question, which is it time for us to expect that at some point in the future we're just going to have another 9/11? Like the price of not doing anything may just be that we just have another 3,000 or 4,000 Americans killed in a single plot that was hatched from a training ground that we chose not to do anything about.
Right. Well, I think that certainly what happened during the Boston Marathon was an anomaly, meaning, although obviously it's in the back of everybody's mind, that's everybody's nightmare, which is it is kind of easy to do something like that, but you have to be able to get to the materials. If I understand correctly, Kevin, as well, these individuals, and I'm not sure, I can't remember the new fellow's name, they're calling the new Bin Laden, this and that, but they're saying that this guy is 10 times more ruthless than Bin Laden, one.
Yeah.
And number two, if they are in control of oil now, which I understand they are, well, then that's going to get them somewhat, I guess, to a degree, as much money as they want or need, and just as much as America is not the world's police in regard to how that phrase has been used in the past, Kevin, America is not the world. America cannot police the world in regard to who's coming into America, how they're coming in, the money they're bringing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So that's my question tonight.
And we're actually doing a lot to make it easier for people to get in here, the president's actions in the last few weeks. So here's a couple of questions, friends, to get us started on the conversation tonight. 888-340-3373. Should we do anything about Iraq? Should we do anything? Should we perform airstrikes, shoot drones and F-18s over there and drop bombs on this long line of terrorists that are lined up from Mosul to Baghdad? Or do you put boots on the ground? Do you not do anything? Do you put boots on the ground? Do you do something in between? And if so, if we don't do anything, can the free world survive Al-Qaeda taking Iraq from Iraqis? I think it's a series of very good questions, but Stephen and I honestly want to know your thoughts on them. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He's Stevie B in Toronto, I'm Kevin McCullough in New York, and we're glad you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Live from New York and tonight also from Toronto, Canada, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. And we are grateful that you're with us. Stephen, before the break, we asked the question very simply. Al-Qaeda is basically stealing Iraq from Iraqis. What should be done? And what do people think we should do? Let's take a phone call. Line 1, Chad has called us from Port Richey, Florida, listening to AM 570 WTBN there in southern Florida. Chad, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Can you hear me good enough? I'm on speaker.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, great. I just wanted to point out a couple things. I heard one of the military people on one of the other radio stations the other day say, he's one of the first who said it actually right, that the president is not stupid, and he's not incompetent. He's malevolent. I already said the last time I called, I think it was, that I said I've already seen him to be a man of ulterior motive. The only other thing I wanted to mention was that all the things that you're talking about, if you look up a guy on the internet by the name of Grant Jeffrey, his Bible codes explain all the.
Chad, okay, fine. Are you going to answer the question that we asked? Because what I want to know is how do you feel about what is going on and what we should do to respond to it? You're giving us a lot of context of other things that you think, and I appreciate all that. But what do you actually think should be done?
Oh, well, I think we should, as the Bible says, I think we should, save those who are being unjustly treated and that kind of thing. But that's not going to happen with this president because this president is malevolent.
Right, and I'm not, I don't think that Stephen nor myself are asking for anybody to weigh in on the president's character. We've had lots of shows about that in the past, but in general, you're saying we should try to rescue those that are innocent in Iraq.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt.
Okay, thank you, Chad. Appreciate the call. 888-340-3373.
And I want to remind everybody, Kevo, that, if you are an individual listening to the program right now, and you are in agreement with this policy, you're going to jump right to the front of the line because we want to talk to you. Because at this point, at some point in the next, hour and a half, Kevin and I will undoubtedly, passionately share our personal opinions.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't know that I have one about this yet. This is why I'm really interested in what our listeners think, because
right.
I don't think it's an easy call. Look, I've had lots of arguments with folks over the last 48 hours. I don't think it's an easy call to put boots on the ground in Iraq, and I think you have a huge PR battle uphill in America to say that. So I'm not sure that's the right call. But I'm also equally kind of convinced that doing nothing is not the right call, because we're just going to see people get slaughtered. And then they're going to set up a training ground that I believe they will use to hurt us.
Well, right, that is what that is as well. But my logic, or my question relevant to my logic is very simple. How much money did we spend to get to this point?
Hmm.
How much money? Not just the multiple Bush presidencies, but Barack Obama. How much, in two terms, how much has he spent in his investment in Iraq? And now, what, you just, a couple of holes in the boat here, so you just let this thing go under? It's not our problem anymore, that's it?
Well, and that kind of was the original feeling that kind of came out of D.C. Now, I think there's been some concern in the last few hours, because I think people, I don't think that we, as much as we're war fatigued, I don't think we're ready to say that we should expect another 9/11. And that's where your question tonight is really the only question worth answering. Are we willing to do nothing in Iraq if it means another 9/11 comes to visit us in the near future? And I don't, by near future, I could be 10 years away. I don't know how long it took them to plan
exactly.
9/11. They were working on it for a decade.
Yeah, you're reading my mind. Listen, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. This is Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, with thanks to all of our normal listeners tonight, or the loyal gang that joins us to have fun, and anybody new listening to the program. But here's the thing. That is exactly the nail on the head question. If in these choices, if in the direction to which this administration is going now, if inevitably it leads to another 9/11, is there some something we should do differently now.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, you're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at 1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com. Creditbiz.com.
Hello. We're talking about what's going on in Iraq, and, there's really no other way to put it. All hell is breaking loose in Iraq. Our government, every representation of political perception or philosophy in America really doesn't know what to do exactly at this point. But a guy who they're claiming is 10 times more ruthless than bin Laden is now sweeping across Iraq and completely taking over. The number to call is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I understand on line one there's a Jack in Dallas. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live, Jack. What do you think?
Oh, I was kind of curious when you guys keep talking about, you know, putting boots on the ground. Are you guys basically saying there are no U.S. troops there?
Obviously, there's some, but not like there were before.
We're not saying, we're not saying that we are of the opinion or recommending that there be boots put on the ground. We're saying, what do you think we should do?
Well, you have military bases there. You understand that, correct?
Yes, Jack. What's your point? The question is, how do we respond?
You guys keep acting as if we're out of Iraq. We're not out of Iraq. We're in Iraq.
Okay, so then what you're saying, Jack, is right now our military is fighting against this this reality right now?
In reality, you have military bases there.
No, that was my question. I'm asking you, you're suggesting that because we have bases and soldiers there, that there's something they can do. Are you saying they're doing it already or that they should do something?
That this didn't happen overnight. We've watched this whole process take place. We were well aware it was going to take place. So now you're behind the curve.
Okay, correct? Well, why are we behind the curve in your opinion?
Because we didn't take action when we saw it starting to happen. I mean, this doesn't happen overnight. This has been going on.
Actually, Jack, this part of it kind of did happen overnight. Like, within 48 hours, they took control of two cities in northern Iraq, and our intelligence services had no idea it was coming.
You really believe that?
Well, hold on a second, Kevin. Jack. I agree with you, brother. I agree with you, Jack. I'm saying just exactly how did this happen all of a sudden? We have satellites watching this territory day and night. So all of a sudden some guy worse than bin Laden pops up out of nowhere? What do you think, Jack?
Here's how it works. You have the most informed intelligence in the world. We know exactly what's happening, when it's going to happen, who's doing it, and we either choose to take action or we don't. The reason we don't take action is political. That's all it boils down to. We can take action. We don't take action.
Okay, so Jack, back to the original question, what do you want us to do?
I don't have any say-so on what do I think should be done?
Yeah.
You should let them take care of what they're doing. We shouldn't interfere. We should have never interfered. We shouldn't be over there in the first place.
All right. So you're against any new action that would stop Al-Qaeda from coming down?
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Who's conned into going over there by Bush?
So
look like an idiot because he was given misinformation. You know, when you say it happened in 48 hours, it didn't happen in 48 hours.
Right, Jack.
Movie.
Okay, fine. We've established the fact that you believe it took a really long time to happen. The intelligence services said they were taken by surprise at how quickly it all transpired, that they were able to capture those cities so fast. Obama, Bush, whoever's fault it was back in the day, fine. You've established all of that. You've got your axe to bear with whatever happened in the past. What do you do now? If you're the commander in chief, Jack, from Dallas, Texas, what would you do tonight?
I did absolutely nothing but to sit by and let it take its course.
Okay, good.
And Jack, let me ask you a question.
Got an honest answer out of him. Finally,
is he still there?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, quick! Because two regiments of the Iraqi army just threw their arms down and ran. That's how it takes place so quick, because even the opposing army doesn't want to challenge these individuals.
And why is that?
Well, exactly.
And why is that?
Well, we don't really know because we're not questioning either.
We don't know. We don't know why they gave up and surrendered and ran. We don't know the answer to that question.
No, we don't. We don't know if they agree with what's happening or they're running for their lives. We really don't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, Jack.
Jack, there's no wrong answers tonight, so I appreciate it.
Last question for you, Jack. So, if we do nothing, and in the next 2 or 3 years, it leads to an attack against America worse than 9/11. Do you still have that same opinion?
Is this Mr. Baldwin talking?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Mr. Baldwin. Do you really think there's anything that can control terroristic acts? You think anybody?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think there is something that can control terrorist attacks. Yes, I do.
That's a plan to control people. You cannot control terrorism. No matter how much money you spend, no matter how many rights you take away from people, you will never control terrorism. Those are
Jack in Dallas, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. You're totally okay with Al-Qaeda having Iraq, setting up training grounds like they had in Afghanistan, and plotting a 10-year, decade-old plot to come blow up Americans. You're fine with that?
First of all, I have no sufficient evidence that it's...
So I'm just clarifying what you're saying. You don't really care if they come after us or not. You just let them do what they got to do.
Hey, how many people are in Al-Qaeda? What is the numbers of Al-Qaeda?
All right, so you're not going to answer the question. That's the concern I had. I'm just trying to get your answer. You don't care about what happens because of all this. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and tonight Toronto, because Stevie B's in Toronto, KMC's in New York, and Stevie B's hating life in Toronto, even though he got an award last night and they're going to debut his new movie. He's hating life because, friend, I have bacon jerky in my hand that now I think the majority of the staff, Stephen, has sampled and voted thumbs up on. Yeah, we got thumbs up on the bacon jerky all the way around, so... Hope you're not hungry, pal.
Yeah, it's raining in my mouth right now, son.
The boiler's getting all scrunchy. 888-340-3373. The question is, Al-Qaeda is taking Iraq from Iraqis. They're just taking it. They're telling people, get out of your house. They took the city of Mosul, which was the second largest city this week, in lightning speed. Then they went down and took Saddam Hussein's birthplace to Crete. They have rolled steadily and are making progress and headed towards Baghdad, and they've warned the elected government of Baghdad, we're coming for you. And the question is very simply this. What do we do? If we do anything at all, what do we do? Maybe you believe, like Jack did from Dallas, that we shouldn't do anything. And that can be a very legitimate perspective tonight, and I expect a lot of people to hold that perspective. But then that brings us to Stephen's ultimate question, which is, if we don't do anything, should we prepare ourselves for another 9/11 being plotted and attempted on the United States? Actually, Stephen, it's interesting that you ask that question, because I'm reading the Daily Beast blog today, which is not a conservative website, and one of the main writers there, by the name of Michael Daly, has a story in which a bunch of the Long Island-based reservists that were holding Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in the U.S. detention camp back in 2009, when this guy was taken, this is the new meaner, tougher, much more cruel than Saddam Hussein, when he was being released from that detention camp, he looks at the guys and he goes, "I'll see you guys in New York." Now, this is, in 2009 when he was let go. But the point being, even at that time, he's got plots and plans, and he's thinking about how can I hit America where it hurts. So I don't think your question is off base. I think that's the ultimate goal. They're just looking for a place to train.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because, like Jack from Dallas was saying, you know, I understand... I don't think I can walk in those shoes because obviously I have a very different opinion. And what I wanted to say to Jack from Dallas before was, this president has clearly been somebody who in all the years of his presidency has been extremely involved in one particular way in beating back terrorism, and that is with drone strikes. I'll do the best to keep these numbers as...
Well, hold that thought, Stephen. When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to get into that. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-
Pornographic magazines. Planned.